Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Kreider. He identifies his motivations as his passion for the triune God and his desire to help others respond to divine revelation in spirit and in truth. And his research interests include Jonathan Edwards, theological method, and our eschatological hope. And he recently published Jonathan Edwards' interpretation of Revelation 4:1 through 8:1. He received the Faculty Excellence Award for 2011 at Dallas Seminary. He has a wonderful wife, Janice, two children, Jenny and Stephen, and they are members of the Duncanville Baptist Church, where Dr. Kreider teaches a Sunday school class called Theology for the Rest of Us. Dr. Kreider enjoys his pugs, bold coffee, and good music. Let's welcome Dr. Kreider as he comes this morning.
The 19th century English Romantic poet William Wordsworth describes a poet as a person endued with a more lively sensibility, more enthusiasm and tenderness, who has a greater knowledge of human nature and a more comprehensive soul than are supposed to be common among mankind. It is a person pleased with his own passions and volitions, who rejoices more than others in the spirit of life that is in him, delighting to contemplate similar volitions and passions as manifested in the goings-on of the universe, and habitually impelled to create them where he does not find them. Philip Bliss was a poet. He was a lyricist, a composer, a musician, and a vocalist. Like Louis Berry Chafer, several decades later, he was a music evangelist. And Chapel began today with a song he wrote, both the words and the music, in the mid-1970s, Hallelujah, 'Tis Done. In this gospel song, Bliss expresses the hope of all Christians, that all Christians share, the hope that transformed him and that continues to create and encourage others. It's the hope that one day God will complete the work of redemption, the hope that is rooted in the character of God, and, as Bliss asserts, in the promise of God, that he will give full salvation to those who believe in his son, Jesus. It is the hope that one day all believers in Christ will join together in this song of worship to God. Hallelujah, 'tis done. I believe on the Son. I am saved by the blood of the crucified one. This song looks back to the cross, but also to the resurrection, to the good news that Jesus is alive. And it looks back from the perspective of our resurrection, from the eternal state, where we join together in worshiping the risen Savior. Hallelujah, 'tis done. But that is not our experience yet. That day has not yet come, and Bliss knew that. As he expresses it in the song, the pathway through this life is lonely and dangerous. It's marked by tears and sorrows. So he says, we need faith in Jesus to carry us through. Several years after he wrote the song, Bliss died in a tragic accident. The train he and his wife were riding crashed when a bridge collapsed. Originally, he survived the crash, but he went back into the wreckage to try to save his wife, and he died with her. We are broken people living in a broken world. Everything is broken. As we walk and ride through this life together, we are living in the space between the resurrection of Christ and our resurrection. We look forward to the day when our hope will become sight, when we will be able to sing, Hallelujah, 'tis done. But now, our hallelujah sounds hollow. It's out of key. It's a song of dissonance in a fallen world. And often, it's even hard to get the words out. The most that we can muster is a broken hallelujah. Of course, sometimes our lives are marked by relative peace and prosperity. They're full of joy and laughter, but they're also full of pain and sorrow, and more often, they are a mixture of both, even at the same time. Joy and sadness, celebration and mourning, healthy relationships and loneliness, pleasure and pain. But at the end, no one makes it out alive. Sometimes it's hard to trust. Sometimes faith is hard to hold on to. When it seems like everything is crashing around us, when God is silent and seems absent, sometimes it's even hard to pray, and prayer seems ineffective and a waste of time. Sometimes it's hard to see God at work. It's hard to see what his plan is. It's hard to see how he will work all these things together for good. Sometimes his promise to bring beauty out of ashes seems empty and hollow. I am a broken man. I live in a broken world. I live in the midst of a broken people. I break everything I touch. I come to God with empty hands, with nothing to hold on to. I bring him nothing but need. God knows and understands. He accepts and honors my broken hallelujah. Listen to the words of another poet, writing to followers of Jesus living in the capital city of the most powerful empire of his day, to this broken people in a broken city, in a broken empire, in a broken world. The ancient poet writes, "I consider our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed, for the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time, but not only so, we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies, for in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. 2,000 years after the Apostle Paul wrote those words to the Romans, creation is still groaning, and people of faith and hope are groaning too. Reflecting on creation's frustration, particularly the destructive fires in Colorado in the summer of 2012, another poet responded to this broken world with a broken hallelujah. Words and music by Josh, Matt, Jordan, and Dan, together known as the Afters, performed and recorded today with their permission.
Call your name. Here's my broken. you, 'cause you've been